Tonight, as we open up our service of praise and thanksgiving, let me first, start with mine. And I don't know that I can say things as elegantly as Tim did on Sunday, but I'm humbled that this congregation has put their trust in me to help be one of the shepherds of the flock here. It is something that I understand the importance of the work, and I'm thankful for your trust that you've put in me to help lead this congregation. To Dave and Kevin, thank you for not only all the efforts that you've put forth in the last couple of years, but also challenging me and reaching out to me and making sure that I stay involved, and even to the point of encouraging me to accept this role as one of the elders here. So thanks to the both of you. And then also thankful to Tim. You know, Tim, been here a long time, no doubt about that. And I can tell you I was overjoyed when I heard that he had agreed to be one of the elders here as well. So hopefully the four of us can work together. All of our differences can mesh, and we can continue to bring spiritual growth, physical growth to this family. And I thank you for your confidence again that you've placed in me. I'm going to start out tonight with three that were from my class that I asked them to do on Sunday morning. And I tried to give them some encouragement up front by saying, hey, you could always just say thanks for my teacher. Well, none of them did that. Thanks for my family, for love. Thanks for Forrest, because he preaches a sermon every Sunday and every Wednesday. Thank you for Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross for our sins. Perhaps I should teach David's class. David said, I'm thankful for my teacher, my mom and dad, baby Gabriel, Yo-Yo, Pop-Pop, grandma, and grandpa. And he even added a picture. I'm thankful for Forrest for giving a sermon every week. I'm thankful for my family, for someone to love. I'm thankful for the Holy Bible, so we know right from wrong. I'm thankful for friends that help you during hard times. I'm thankful for Dave, Kevin W., Kevin H., Tim, Ed, Dell, and John for being elders and deacons. I'm thankful for Jesus, who died for us. I'm thankful for food and a warm place to live and sleep in. I'm thankful for education, for Forrest, for friends, and the Bible. I'm thankful for my family, for my wonderful husband of 26 years, who is also my best friend, my amazing sons and daughter-in-law, who continue to put God first in their lives. I'm also thankful for our church family and the love and concern that they have toward one another. I'm thankful for the ability to hear music, the ability to read God's word and see beauty. I'm thankful for the sensation of touch, for the ability to walk and use my arms and hands. I'm thankful for my lungs that bring in breath. I'm thankful my heart is beating. And the last one that I have says, I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his grace. I thank him for a wife who loves me, who holds me up when I'm down and never gives up on me, for her patience, her love, and her kindness. Lord, you are a knowing God of all things. When sickness came upon me, you were there, and you still are. If you never do anything else, Lord, I thank you for all you do. Amen. Amen. Brother Dave.
That was well put by Kevin. I am also thankful that I am an elder. There's times that I doubt myself and wonder why I ever became one. But it's times like these that I really appreciate being able to see the work that Kevin and I have had the privilege to oversee. And there's a lot of good people that we have here. I'm thankful for a lot of things. One, I'm thankful also this year for the ones that were baptized. Okay. More souls added to God's kingdom. More of us to spend eternity with. That's always a good thing. I'm also thankful for the family that I have and the encouragement that I get from that. For my wife of 41 years, who stands behind me and has worked with me through many hard times. I'm also thankful for our preacher, Forrest. If you don't think you've ever stood in the example of Job, then you need to watch him for what he's gone through and what he does each and every week. I do not think there's a better example that I have ever seen in my lifetime. And the only one I can read better than that, I believe, is Job. Those are the things I'm thankful for. I've got a few slips here. The names I'll read on the ones that put it on. I have one from Shelley that said, God's word is what I'm thankful for. Friends, family, food, water. The crucifixion on the cross, which I was thought was quite an interesting phrase, that one that young would say the crucifixion, understanding what that means. God, Jesus, Christ, holidays. I think we're all there on that. Potlucks, we're there too, okay? And the world, God's grace, God's love, and above all, video games. This is truth. The next one I have is from Willow. It says, what I am thankful for. The number one on the list is candy. She's thankful for candy. Then she has grandma, grandpa, God, friends, and family. And again, potlucks. God's love. And another one. This must be going through this class. Video games. My brother, my mom, and dad. The next one is, I am thankful for my family, Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross, Grandma Dugan, Grandpa Willing, Mama, Daddy, Max, and Casey. I think that's pretty much in order. I want to thank our young people for taking time to do that too. That means a lot. The next one I have says, now I could go on the whole thing of I'm thankful for my family, my house, for all the food and things I have, But don't get me wrong, I am thankful for all of this and even more. But there is something else. Earlier this year, I was baptized. And that is what I am most thankful for. I am thankful for all the people that supported me to make this decision, like Forrest and my parents. I am also thankful and will be thankful for all the people that help and support me to grow, and all of the people that will continue to help. I am glad, and I finally did, and it is the best thing that has happened to me, and that is why I'm so thankful for it. That's the best one. Amen. For a person to realize the grand joy of becoming a Christian. My last one is, as we look back on this past year, we have been so blessed and have seen God's hand in times of sorrow and sadness, and in times of celebration and great joy that we thank God for. The life of Teresa Albright and the example and strong influence she was for our family. The church family, from the youngest to the oldest. We thank God for baby Nora and her present precious smile. For Forrest and Terry and their love for our congregation. Our elders and deacons and the work they do. Our armed forces and all they sacrifice to protect us. And so thankful AC is home. And safe.
That's hard to follow. I'm supposed to lead prayer, but a lot of it, I'd like to say, just like the previous ones has, about myself, the thanksgivings that I have. I told Alice a while ago, she asked about the slips, and I said I didn't get one in because it seemed like every time I started to write something down, it went negative, and that's not what I wanted. So in my prayer, you'll pick up some of that. But I have so much to be thankful for. Parents were mentioned. When I was a young man, young child, and grew into manhood, I don't know that I thought of my parents anything special. I respected them. I obeyed them. I loved them. But now, 80 years later, the love and respect I have for my parents grows and grows every day. What they taught me, how they raised me, what I did wrong against them. I think many of us know what we do sometimes. But so much I have to be thankful for. My going out on my own, getting a job, having some good times, but round and round about with the people that I work with, met a wonderful lady. And that's been so strong with me all of my life, that as a team we've worked together. She's bore me up, and I've borne her up. So thank the Lord so much. Let's pray. My Father, there's not a moment goes by in my mind as I think to Thee as it would be in prayers, just in thanksgivings. I never utter a prayer, dear Lord, as You know, that I don't thank You for every blessing that there is, because that's what we are. Without Your blessings, we would not be. And within us, to direct our lives physically, You have blessed us with all of the functions of our bodies, our minds, that we can control that. And we're thankful, Father, for Your care and Your guidance that You have blessed us with, that we can control it under Your direction. Dear Father, we know we're so thankful that the mistakes we make, that now as we have obeyed the will and through Jesus Christ, we have become a child of God, that when we know we slip and we fall, we're thankful, Father, that through Thy power, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can have redemption, remission of our sins, and strive to overcome them and live that better life, always striving to be in perfection as Jesus Christ was, as we were meant to be, but yet as sin has entered into this world, it enters our life from time to time, but yet through Thy power that You have blessed us with, we can overcome those things. Thank You, dear Lord, for that blessing. Thank You for the blessings of my family, my physical family. I'm thankful, Father, for each and every one of them, that they have come out to be men of, as we would say, of this world, to be able to tackle the world and have families and to carry on. We always pray, Father, that for them, that they will be guided by the truth. And when they fall away, we pray, Father, always that through my example or the example of others, that they will, two of my boys will return to the truth. I'm so thankful for Tim and his care and his guidance that he has led through his life and taken charge. A wonderful family. I'm thankful for each and every one of my sons and their families. Dear Father, I'm so thankful for Alice, our coming together and meeting, and the strength that we've had together, even never our ups and downs, but individual ups and downs that the other one would bear with us, and or I would bear with her, and those things always, through the strength of God, we can bear them out. And many years later, we're still stronger than ever. Thank You, Lord, for that. Thank You, Father, for above all, I'm so thankful that through the effects of life and me needing a job, we came to this area. I found work, and I've been here ever since. Was led more or less to a church that needed a lot of growth. And with three young men, we overcame many adversaries and strove to build upon the truth against many contradictions and many, many adversaries that were trying to tear us down. But Father, that congregation is still here, still growing. Amen. And I'm so thankful I'm so thankful for each and every person that is here that I call my family in the Lord. When they're not here, I miss them terribly. And I know the other way around, it's the same. But thank you, Lord, for each and every brother and sister I have here that I feel secure in the family of the Lord here. Coming together under the direction of our elders and my striving in my role of deacons, as we work all together to do the things that we need to do in this congregation. Thankful for that. I'm thankful for that guidance, dear Lord, that you bless us with. I'm so thankful for Brother Forrest and his family. And we always pray for him, as was spoken a moment ago, the trials and the things that he has to overcome. But yes, he stands steadfast. His whole family stands steadfast in the Lord. We're so thankful that he has come our way. And we too here in this congregation can be that family of the Lord. Dear Lord, I always say, as I said in the beginning, everything that I am, that I have, I could use in my life, everything we have around us is a blessing from thee that you have blessed us with to use. And the Word of God, the greatest blessing of all, that we can use that to direct our lives, to overcome the powers of the devil, the things that confront us each and every moment of our lives sometimes, and each and every day, that we can overcome those things and be an example to set before each and every one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Through the power that Jesus Christ has come and given us through his name and through him, we come to thee. And amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm still able to get up here. You get a little help sometimes. Yeah. All
right. Good evening. This is a good summary. I should probably end on this one, but I'm going to end on mine. Above all, I'm thankful for the grace, the mercy, the patience, the long-suffering, and the forgiveness that God abundantly pours out on me every day as I stumble my way through life. We can all say amen to that, right? I'm thankful for my family that God has blessed me with, even though I'm sure I don't tell them enough, and for all my family. But I wanted to thank my spiritual family in Christ that I worship with here. I could name each and every one of you and the ways in which you have encouraged me and helped me, but I won't. Instead, I want to focus on one thing in particular. In this group, there are many who have gone above and beyond helping me and my family to the point where I just don't know what to say. I sometimes sit and think and thank God for you all. It is humbling to be among those that so often show such a clear reflection of Christ in their lives. In this congregation, there is love and devotion to one another that is real, that is genuine, and that is rooted in love for God. Thank you all, and may we continue to grow in love for one another and for all. I am most thankful for Jesus dying in my stead. I am not worthy of his sacrifice. Then God led me to this congregation, my family in Christ, who love me and edify me with their Christian love for one another. Amen. I'm thankful for Jesus and the blessings he continues to bless my family and I with. I'm thankful for my family and our good health and love for each other, for my church family and the love and support we all have for one another. I'm thankful for successful surgeries for family and loved ones. And I'm thankful for my son being baptized. I also have one from Willow. And it has all the same things that Dave already mentioned, along with a list of the specific candies that she's thankful for. I also love Tootsie Roll Pops, but my teeth just can't do it anymore. Jedediah Harp said, I'm thankful for my family because they treat me good. I'm thankful for my new school because they are friendly. I'm thankful for friends near and far who are loving and supportive. For physical health improvement, myself and loved ones. I'm thankful for prosperity, for ability to give more to others. I'm thankful for a loving community that gathered around friends in need of encouragement, support, and prayers. For my supportive family, for my new friends. For nature's landscapes that remind us of God's handiwork. I'm thankful for Gwen's hugs and smiling face. I'm thankful for Bible lessons designed to help you face life's problems and hard situations. And I'm thankful for all the babies, the toddlers, and the children in our church family. I'm thankful that God's blessed me with my wonderful and godly wife, Alyssa, and my two growing boys, David and Gabriel. I'm also thankful for the Bible studies we currently have as it has renewed my spirit in studying the scriptures for the purpose of teaching others. I'm thankful for the brothers and sisters in Christ here in the church because they strengthen and edify my soul. It is clear to me why God commands us to not forsake the assembly, because godly love is on display in the hearts of those in the assembly. This year, my faith in the power of prayer has been strengthened greatly. I have seen the power of prayer work in numerous ways, many situations. I've seen the joy it brought to many. I have felt the comfort prayer gives me. Prayer gives me strength. I'm so focused on His wisdom and guidance. At times, not sure what to pray for, so it's simply to guide and strengthen me and family and friends. I know God understands my heart, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to see a young person like Shelby Stafford teach a children's Bible class. I'm thankful for the elders' foresight in choosing Muscle and Shovel for Bible class. I'm thankful for Gwen's hugs, Eugene's humor, the faithfulness of our older members that live with pain and physical challenges. I'm thankful for Andrea's zeal and perkiness. I'm thankful for Tim Patridge and the singing nights with themes, for Shelley Stafford's hugs and Maddie's smile. I'm thankful for Willow's zeal and singing, and that Joseph Patridge obeyed the gospel. And I'm thankful that God brought AC home to us, and that Tim and Kevin have been appointed elders. I'm also thankful for my loving wife and the support she gives me. This month marks 41 years ago that we started dating. And I knew within 3 months we were going to get married. A little bit different than the way things are today when they plan them 4 years in advance. But we didn't mess around. We just got the job done and got married. So I'm thankful that our marriage has lasted this long, and I hope we get to be together for many more years in the future. I'm thankful for our family here at East Alton. I'm thankful for our existing elders and deacons and for our two new elders and our new deacon. And I'm thankful for Brother Forrest and for his family that works with us. I'm thankful for my healthy family and children and grandchildren. I'm thankful for Beckett and Finn and Oliver. I finally got the names down. I still get a little tongue-tied on the middle names. And I'm especially thankful that God has blessed Aaron and Jerry and that He continues to bless them as the pregnancy continues to succeed. Please continue to keep them in your prayers. I'm thankful that I've been able to reduce my work schedule a little bit this year and that I have been in good health. I always thank God for that. I'm thankful for my growth in the faith and for the young people in our congregation that encourage me every day. And I'm especially thankful for all the new Christians that were converted to Christ this year. What a blessing it has been to this congregation, and we appreciate everyone who's been involved in making that happen, and we're proud of those that are now part of our family here. Brother Forrest.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, you can be thankful for tonight that I'm not preaching a sermon. It's been a good evening. It's been wonderful to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity that you give me to work and try to serve in this capacity. I know I stand before a lot of people that know a lot more than me and that are a lot wiser than me, and so I really appreciate the patience that you all show me here. Before we close tonight, I'm going to read Psalm 100. It's written by an unknown author, and we're not really for sure who wrote it. There's several guesses. But it says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." When we look at that last verse in verse 5, and that's something that all the world can praise God for and be thankful for, that his loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness is to all generations. And he showed that to all mankind in the giving of his son and that sacrifice and the offer that he gives us to be joined to his son. But as you read through those first four verses there, there's something unique about those, and it's a kind of thanksgiving and a kind of joy and a kind of praise that only those who are sheep of his pasture can offer up. It's unique and it's special. The service that his sheep offer up is different than anything that the world can do, and he can use anyone in the world, and he can make good come out of any situation, but it's different when it's one of his cleansed, holy servants out working to do his will. It's a different kind of joy and thanksgiving that is brought to that situation. And his people are the only ones that can give thanks in the way we read in this psalm and enter into his gates and enter into his presence and come before him in prayer the way that we do as his children, because we've been joined to Christ, because we are pure, because we are holy, even though we don't deserve it, and we've done nothing to earn it. And we learn how to become one of his sheep. And that's the question we close with tonight is, are you a sheep of his pasture? Have you become one of his sheep? Is he your shepherd? The Bible tells us how to do that. In Acts 2 and verse 38, when they learn that they had killed the Messiah, a question comes to their mind, well, what now? We've killed the shepherd, the one who is to lead the people of Israel, the one who is to help with the restoration of our nation. We've killed him. What now? And the answer came back, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. They had killed Jesus. That was part of the plan, as part of the foreknowledge of Christ. They didn't understand yet that they could still be the sheep of his pasture, that had to take place to actually be the sheep of his pasture. The kingdom was a spiritual kingdom, and it was established, and on that day people started being joined to it. And people have been joined to that kingdom every day ever since, as the word spread time and time again from person to person. And tonight, if you're in the audience tonight and you haven't repented of your sins, if you haven't been baptized, if you haven't been buried with Christ, crucified with Christ, and resurrected with Christ out of the waters of baptism, then we'd love to help you with that. If you want to know more about that, if you haven't heard that before or heard it put in that way, we'd love to study with you some more and just read what the Bible has to say. God explains what happens in baptism, and he explains spiritually what takes place just by reading his word. We'd love to sit down with you and talk about that a little bit more. But if you have the need to do that this evening and you'd like to do that, we'd love to help you. If you'd like more prayers, if you'd like encouragement, that's something that we come together here and that we offer every time we come together. We have that unique approach to God that the rest of the world who hasn't been cleansed by his son doesn't have. We cry out to him like a father. We're part of his family. And if you'd like his family here to pray for you and to encourage you, then let us do that. If there's some way that we can help you, come forward and let us know how we can help as we stand and as we sing this song.